From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. The old Idaho Penitentiary in Boise was built in 1870, and it has a long and some would say creepy history. Now, you may have taken a tour or been to an event on the grounds of the old prison, but there is an even darker side to the old pen that you may not even be familiar with. It's a cemetery. Now, more than half of the markers in the cemetery have no names, and some that do can't be found on any of the prison records, which begs the question, who's buried there? Well, Anthony Perry is the Historic Sites Administrator with the Idaho State Historical Society. And next week, the group is giving tours of the cemetery, and he's here to tell us all about it. Anthony, it's really nice to have you on the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Gemma.
So the old pen had prisoners for 101 years. So do we know how many people died while inside the walls of the prison?
Yeah, we actually have confirmed 130 deaths that occurred at the site so far, but every year we find more through research and development of exhibitions. And this number, 130, actually refers to the residents who either died within the walls or after being taken from the prison to a local hospital for treatment. So we don't include the numbers of individuals who died while on parole.
So we should say too, as you noted, that these all were not executions then, right? I mean, some folks I think maybe just died of what, old age, other ailments?
Yeah, exactly. Natural causes, illness like cancer, heart attacks, strokes, tuberculosis. Even the 1918 influenza pandemic resulted in the death of 6 men at the site. And there were also accidents. Some men died while blasting stone up at the prison quarry near Table Rock, and others died of suicide and even murder, either by guards or fellow residents at the institution.
So for these 130 deaths that happened inside the prison, were they all then buried at the cemetery on site?
No, actually, we've only confirmed that 55, so a little less than half, were buried at the prison cemetery through death certificates, prison files, and historic newspapers. Most of the men had family who cared, but they simply couldn't afford to have their bodies transported to for any funeral, proper funeral arrangements.
So can you describe the cemetery for us? You know, I mean, I've been on the grounds of the old pen, but I don't know if I've actually been at the cemetery. So if I were standing right in front of it, what would I see?
Honestly, it's pretty bleak. It's on a raised bed at the southeast corner of the Idaho Botanical Gardens and held up with a crumbling sandstone retaining wall. And there's some natural foothill foliage and sheet grass that we try to maintain throughout the year. But there are 6 ornate headstones with markers that were paid for either by the residents themselves or fellow residents in the institution or their families. There are 2 military markers provided by the United States Army. There are 8 headstones that are blank there or unreadable, and 7 that have names that were printed by Warden Lou Clapp on Memorial Day in 1948. 7 that contain no markers whatsoever, and the majority, 36 of them, simply say unknown. And the cemetery itself, it's this large square. It appears to be plotted for about 64 burials, but 2 rows actually contain 2 extra markers. We don't know who designed it or who plotted the cemetery.
Okay, so you mentioned that there are, 36 markers that say unknown. So is it true then that there are people buried there, but they aren't in the prison records? So who are they?
That's a great question. We are still trying to find that out. Unfortunately, I don't know if we'll ever truly know everybody that's buried out there. A lot of people came in under aliases, and so their true identity is still a mystery. And as I said, we continue to find people that died at the site and try to track down where their burials were. So it's an ongoing mystery that we're trying to solve.
Okay, so who's the most famous person buried at the cemetery?
Probably Raymond Snowden. He was the 10th and final man to be executed at the site in October 1957. And there was actually mention in newspapers that a marker was created for him, but it was either stolen or maybe it actually wasn't ever created. So we don't know where he's buried, actually.
Oh, okay. But you know he's buried in the cemetery.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What's the maybe weirdest or strangest thing that you've learned during your research about this cemetery?
There are some fascinating stories we've uncovered. And my favorite is of this German immigrant named Henry Vilmusa. And he was this bachelor, prominent farmer in Rathdrum, Idaho, around the turn of the century. And he started taking these mail order courses in hypnotism. And after receiving this certificate, he printed up these cards that he began distributing throughout the community that said, Henry Vilmusa, professional hypnotist, cures all diseases without medicine. This caused some strife with a local doctor who started pestering him about this claim. And a local judge was brought in, and he ended up sending Henry to the state asylum in Blackfoot. And Henry escaped twice, and upon his second return to Rathdrum, actually killed the judge for taking his occult powers away from him. Those were his words. And Henry ended up spending 36 years, a whole life sentence at the prison, and died of natural causes at the age of 86. And, you know, I wouldn't have come across this story had we not researched the prison cemetery.
Wow. You know, I think it is so great. I mean, there's just so much history at cemeteries, and I love cemetery tours, and I think a lot of people sometimes don't realize all of that history. So thank you for all the research you've done, and thanks for coming on and talking more with us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we've been talking with Anthony Perry. He is the Historic Sites Administrator with the Idaho State Historical Society. Now, the Old Penitentiary will be giving tours of the cemetery next week during spring break. They'll be doing this five times every day. We will, of course, put a link to them on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.